This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The theme of the American economy the next 24 hours or so, and I'm talking the entire economy here, not just this program, is going to be jobs. The unemployment report for March is going to be out first thing Friday morning, and honestly, it is expected to be pretty good. A whole bunch of jobs probably got added to this economy last month. However, there is also this. As this is a Thursday, we got the weekly unemployment claims report this morning where the news, well, was not so promising. Those first-time claims rose last week, back over 700,000 people asking for jobless benefits. And therein lies the labor market conundrum. Jobs being added, but people losing jobs by the hundreds of thousands all the same. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going today with what to believe about where the jobs market is.
It's definitely not a good sign that first-time jobless claims are back above 700,000, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, but
we fixate on it too much, given how inexact the numbers are.
Jobless claims are volatile week to week. There are waves of fraud and weather effects.
The thing you need to look at is the overall trend, and the overall trend now is down.
The four-week moving average hasn't been this low since the pandemic started. Frick predicts jobless claims will fall over time as the weather warms up and vaccination accelerates.
Airline reservations, restaurant reservations, Google tracking people's movements, all that stuff is moving in the right direction, and you can translate that into job growth.
That's what Manny Rodriguez is seeing in Chicago, where he runs Revolution Workshop, a training program for the construction trades.
So we're absolutely seeing a rise in demand.
He's got 21 student apprentices now, and he's confident they'll find good-paying construction jobs as infrastructure spending ramps up.
You have all these projects kicking off. You have vast amount of people, especially in the minority communities here in Chicago that have been adversely affected from COVID.
Nationally, there's plenty of evidence the economy's picking up. The number of hourly work shifts rose strongly in March, especially in manufacturing, says Dave Gilbertson at Payroll Processor UKG, a current Marketplace underwriter.
Manufacturing is usually a leading indicator of retail and hospitality and even healthcare to some degree.
Another sign of economic acceleration, job postings.
As of last Friday, job postings were up 13.5% above pre-pandemic.
And Elizabeth Conkle is an economist at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
That number sounds absolutely fantastic, but we really need job postings to stay above their pre-pandemic baseline for a while.
In order to put millions of people who've become unemployed in the pandemic back to work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.